Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Loyal Tavern guys right in my backyard in Roswell. Big shout out to John Parla hanging out with us as we're here right on Canton Street. Would love to see you guys come through. We'll be here until 6. And reminder, each Wednesday night, join Day-Day Lewis. Yes, that's Day-Day, our Day-Day. For Prep Sports Nation, guys, a comprehensive look at all the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Day-Day sounding, I got to be honest, a little bit nervous about making it down to the south side for his responsibilities with high school football as we're at Loyal Tavern here on Canton Street in Roswell. Where do you got
to
be?
Yeah, I'll be heading down to Terra Stadium to check out Jonesboro taking on Central, big region game.
Yeah.
So it's a good –
what time do you guys plan on getting down there?
Kickoff is at 7. I'm assuming I'll be there by 7:30 because right now –
Are you leaving now?
GPS says 1 hour, 10 minutes right now.
Wow.
So
GPS, Carl's being optimistic.
You know, I'll say this, though. That damn Waze, man. It don't lie.
Yeah.
I've tried and tried. I'm right. It's not 40 minutes. It's 40 minutes.
Yeah.
It does not matter. You can go as fast as you want. I'm like, I'm in traffic. I'm going to make it. 40 minutes.
From Flowery Branch to exit 56 on 85 on the south side of town, that was 1 hour and 22 minutes, Carl. I did beat Waze by 7 minutes.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good. It's rare. I mean, seriously, it's like, all right, I know I can make it faster than that. But the point is, you probably are going to be right on point with
you ever cheat in the Hub Lane?
I don't
when
cheat. I pay for it.
No, not the diamond lane, not the peach pass lane, when that goes back to being a multi-person vehicle lane.
Yeah, I have a dummy in the car.
Well, they, you know, back in the day, certain guys of a certain age might not remember this, but in Washington, D.C., I was working for a station back then. A guy got pulled over Day-Day. He had a mannequin riding shotgun so he could be in the diamond lane. That was back in 1993 or 2. But, no, I did. It was funny. I passed a state trooper. And I came up and was like, oh, crap, that's it. And he just kind of looked at me. I guess he was going home.
Oh, yeah. Look, plus they've jacked the rates. By the way, how do we get on this? Oh, Day-Day's got a trip
Day-Day's
to make.
Day-Day's got to make a time-efficient way to get out of Roswell in about 4 hours.
Yeah, good luck. They have raised the rates on the peach passes and all that stuff anyway. So I'm just like, all right, well, I'm going to do it anyway. But that's me. I don't suggest you guys do that. But
right.
Everything's gone up. Everything's gone up. All right, with that said, man.
$4. $4 from Swanee?
Well, here's the deal. The rates depend on the traffic.
The volume. Well, that's smart. It is smart. You know, in Los Angeles, their version of that, it goes for as much as $15 on the way home.
Ooh. But yeah. I'd pay it. Out there?
If you're on the 101?
I would pay it. Hey, man, coming up, David Pollock's going to join us. We're going to talk dogs here in about 15 minutes, and we'll find out what Pollock thinks about not only this version of the dogs, but also Alabama. That is the opponent on Saturday night. Big college football matchup. There are a ton of them, by the way. Georgia, I think, is obviously one of the premier matchups. We'll get into that with Pollock along the way. Hey, man, hanging out. Loyal Tavern, come through and hang out with us. We'd love to see you. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Back at the studio, Big O, let's get to the Daily Download. So how Raheem Morris addressed the reason for moving on from Mike Hilliard, was it satisfactory for you? For some Falcon fans, it was like, okay. For other Falcon fans, they're like, come on, man, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't seem right. Here's what he said, Mike, in regards to the firing itself. He told us this. He told the media this yesterday, in the fact that this only had to do with one thing, performance.
Yeah, performance-based, just like everything in his business that you want to make those decisions on. We're going a different direction, going that direction with moving TJ into that room, being able to get some of the things that we need to get done in there as far as the detail, all the things that we want to get done in there from a bigger scale of our offense and getting better and doing all those different things. So tough decisions, people, business, hard for me, hard for the organization, you know, hard on Ike's family, but decision I felt I needed to make at this time, and we did.
So, you know, he says in that soundbite to pay attention to detail more. All right, I said this to Mike in our pre-show that you guys can watch on a daily basis, by the way, around 11:15. It's live everywhere, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter Live.
You go can back and watch it on Twitch, right?
Yeah, and I said to Mike, part of this, I believe, is, look, I'm not going to debate whatever Ra is saying. We're not in the building, right? But the other part of it is that if these wide receivers, as Dave Archer has said to us earlier this week, aren't getting off the line of scrimmage, Mike, they're not running their routes the way they need to, which obviously affects the timing of Michael Penix getting ready to get rid of the football. This is a trickle down. And if that is happening, okay, then Ike Hilliard wasn't doing his job. Like, there is something to be said about why are the wide receivers running, you know, half blank routes when they need to be getting off the line of scrimmage and trying to make this easier on your rookie quarterback.
But are they healthy? Well, I mean, there's no excuse.
I don't know.
You and I talk about this all the time. It could be hockey, basketball, football, any sport. If you are on the field, you're expected to perform, right?
Yes.
Right? We know that, you know, yes, you're not 100%, but you're out there. There's an expectation. So are they running crappy routes? Are they not where they're supposed to be? So what worked last year that now doesn't work this year? Because I know it was Kirk Cousins for what? The lion's share, three quarters of the season. And then Penix finished it out. But Penix, you know, showed you some – hell, he went for 300-some-odd yards in the last game of the season with basically the same core group on offense. So that's why
– and threw for 298 without Darnell Mooney in game
one. Correct, against Tampa Bay. And that's why and I know that we always try to separate, and my motto is everything on a case-by-case basis. But this is where Falcon fans, long-suffering Falcon fans, say – Here we go. A coach is playing politics. He's throwing somebody under the bus because he came off a really embarrassing loss. And the problem is bigger than just one coach. And I have to agree with those people because I feel the same way.
You asked about whether it's going to fester in the wide receiver room. This is Raheem Morris to us yesterday talking about the state of that room.
I'm going to say I wanted a different direction. I wanted to handle those things the right way. I wanted to be able to go in that room and present to those guys the right way to get the things that we want to get done. Not just we, them as well, right? They have high goals. They have high expectations. We just talked about these guys having three guys in that room with career years the year before, and we want to get those things right. Right now we got wideouts without touchdowns. Right now we got wideouts that are craving the ball. And it's not just Mike. It's not just them. And there's no blame going around. Now, obviously, when you got to make moves like that, it feels like it. Obviously, when you got to make moves like that, you got to make changes, direction, to decisions, it feels that way. But I got to make direction to decisions for the leaders for our group, right? You need to have the environment. You need to have the coaching. You need to have the detail. You need to have everything right in order to get your offense in the right direction.
Yeah, look, he's not lying about that. I just wonder if I could have been a fly on the wall in that Monday morning meeting with the owner, Arthur Blank, and he's saying, how? How do we not have a wide receiver without a touchdown? How?
Why are you drafting these number one picks and we're getting nothing from offense? Please, Carl, I'll ask the questions. I'm paying the bills around here.
I wish I could have heard
it. That's why, again, I have nothing to base this. This is purely from the gut. So, you know, when you do social media or talk radio, what's your source? No, my source is my gut. I just think somebody from
up top. Unless somebody tells you.
Right.
State your source.
And sometimes we get a source. But, no, I just felt that, like, this is just kind of making excuses for the management, making excuses for Arthur Blank. Please don't fire me. I know this was a humiliating loss. It was his fault. And when you look at guys to fire, you're not going to fire some of the younger assistants because you jam them up. That's a red flag for the rest of their career on their resume. You go to your OG. You go to Ike Hilliard. You go, hey, man, bro, I'm sorry, man.
Are you saying he was his fall guy?
Yes, 100%.
I got to
cut somebody loose, and I'm going to go with you because I know you're going to land on your feet because your rep is rock solid in the NFL. But I can't cut anybody else loose, so you're going to be the man the hammer comes down on.
404-760-929.
It's called Atlanta Sports. It's called Atlanta Sports.
Wait a minute.
It's called Atlanta Sports.
Wait a minute, Trey. I forgot about that.
State your source.
My source is my belly, and it's a good size belly. No, my source is my gut, and it's why the Braves moved on from the third base coach. Sometimes you just do window dressing to appease the fan base, and it's silly.
Well, it didn't work, by the way, that whole coaching, hitting coach thing. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bill. One other thing about the Falcons, Michael Penix, what does he think about Zach Robinson coming to the sidelines? This is a part of this weekend that we'll all be watching, right? Sunday we'll all be – Zach will be on the sideline, and we'll be like, look, they're talking. They're communicating. Here's our quarterback talking about it.
Yeah, it'll be good. Just to be able to have him to talk to on the sideline, you know, to so he can tell us what he's seeing as well and why he's calling certain plays, you know, in the series that's coming up. So it should be good.
Yeah, look, I didn't like last week when the kid was down and nobody was coming over to him and talking with him, or at least talking him up. Nobody had one of those Microsoft pads and were looking, hey, bro, look at this play. Look at what they're trying to – he was just sitting on the bench. And every time they showed him, I was like, damn, that's making us look like dreadful.
Now, maybe Yates was there. We didn't catch it.
Correct.
But you're right. To the fan, all we can go is what you see unless you're at the game.
It was brutal, man. So, look, I have no issues with this move, by the way. I just, as I said to Ry yesterday, I don't know if it's going to work. All this stuff is great. If it works – but I don't know if it's going to work. Meanwhile, what else is going on, guys? We were talking about this with our pre-show as well today. And, again, asking you and telling you, tell your friends about it. It's great. Mike, we're not talking a lot of baseball because our team's not going to be in the playoffs. But Seattle wins its first division since 2001. That was Ichiro's rookie season.
Wow.
And
then
on
crazy?
And then on top of that, look, this Kyle Riley kid, this guy, the dumpster, right?
Florida State.
He is incredible. 60 home runs. And then you talk about Aaron Judge hits 50 home runs to become the first Yankee to have back-to-back 50 home run season since Babe Ruth.
Wow. 4 years of that. That's insane. But the Mariners are a hell of a story. To me, the biggest story, and again, because – and I think I speak for a lot of Braves fans, unless, Carl, you feel differently, and Day-Day, it's just when your team's not in it, when you're not fighting for something. Last year, the Braves were going down the wire just to make that wild card – and I don't think we had any expectations against the Padres. They were a clearly better team. But you were still engaged. When your team is out right after the All-Star break, I can't wait for football season. So I have really no interest in the World Series. I didn't really watch the Yankees and the Dodgers. I didn't watch 9 innings of any of those games last year. You could say, it's your job, Mike. Nope, no, it's not. But at this same point, I'm at the point now, I'm kind of pulling for the Brewers as a Cinderella story. But to me, the most competitive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Story in Major League Baseball are the Guardians 15 and a half out after the All-Star break.
It's the best story.
And they own the tiebreaker, and they may, and the way things play out, Tigers play them on the road. They'll have the home field advantage.
It's the best story in baseball. And the reason is because the last time it happened was 1914. The biggest deficit, and we overcame a 10-game deficit against the Mets a few years ago,
right.
And we were like, holy crap. 15 and a half games has never happened.
Yankees were 14 and a half. It was a little bit later in July, but to me, this is right up there.
It's great. It's great. I'm with you. All right, man. Coming up, David Pollack. What's he think about the Dogs this weekend against Alabama? Find out next.
Why do you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.